Platform Sutra of the Six Patriarchs.
六祖呢，到最后他就到了潮汐。
So the six patriarch finally arrive at Caoxi,
Guangdong Sheng,
which is the nowadays Canton
在那里呢,
province.
又被几个这个好名好利的,
and at that place,
这个,
there were several fellow disciples with bad intention. Were going after him,
主衣啊,
wanting to rob him of the patriarch robe and arms wall.
所以他又跑,
and so he continued to escape
是非的地方, 是非, 当初,
to a place
主的时候啊, 就讲说, 你这个义道会, 义会,
so the fifth patriarch once told them
你要隐居起来,
that when you arrive at Hui, you should hide.
到了四会的时候啊,
so when he arrived at that place called Sihui, he went into hiding
猎人堆,
inside a group of hunters.
猎人堆就是说专门打猎,
so the hunters,
就是猎人跟这个猎人生活在一起。
So he lived together with the hunters.
六祖在猎人队中啊,
so among these hunters,
生活啊, 不是几年而已哦,
the sixth patriarch, Hui Neng, had lived among the hunters for 15 years, not just a few short years.
得到这个五祖的这个,
so one who has obtained or received the Dharma transmission and the patriarch robe had to go into hiding for 15 years.
这也是蛮辛苦的,
so that's quite full of hardship. How many periods of 15 years does a person have in a lifetime? But the fifth patriarch had predicted that Hui Neng at the place called Yihui, he had to go into hiding.
猎人队中,
so he hid among the hunters there.
啊, 有时候这个很多很奥妙的事情,
sometimes there are a lot of amazing things,
已经知道,
like things that have not happened, that are supposed to happen in the future. Grandmaster knew ahead of time,
今年,
but I could not say anything about it. Remember at the autumn Bardo grand ceremony here?
最后一次的洗金刚护摩,
the last Homa ceremony, do you remember what Grandmaster said?
本来啊, 是这样子讲,
originally, this is what I said.
我都会讲说, 哇, 这一次护摩的火烧得很旺啊,
that you know, every time I conduct or perform a Homa, I would say that, oh, the fire Homa was just wonderful and there are many Buddhas and Bodhisattvas descending upon my body. That I would always say that the Homa this time was very successful and was very great. But the last Hevajra Homa that I performed this autumn, I said that the Homa this time is not complete. It's not perfect because only 7 out of the 10 people who had request were fulfilled, and the other 3 were not. So what happened? Because Grandmaster never said that the Homa was never imperfect before, but that day it was not perfect. And I was told by the Heruka, the Vajra protector. And then a week after that, this global economic meltdown was starting.
刚刚连满上师也讲啊,
so just now, Master Lianman also mentioned that a lot of businessmen suffered. And actually, the non-businessmen also suffered. Everyone. So 7 received blessings, 7 out of 10.
像我们光头的呢
perhaps these shaved heads, 银行
也没有多少钱
because they don't have much money in the banks,
吃的是雷藏寺
and they eat at the temples,
他们本身的钱就是这样子
that's all the wealth they have,
生出来也生不出来
asking them to give out money,And they can only give a little bit. They offer a little bit. They have something to eat, somewhere to sleep, and they can cultivate, and that's good. They receive blessings. Those are the kinds who receive blessings. Because we're a group of beggars, of the poor.So out of 10, the 7 are poor and 3 are rich. But the rich ones, they have stocks and they have a lot of deposits in the banks or they have great businesses. So they need to be discounted. So I knew that something was about to happen. Only that time I said the Homa was imperfect.
很简单讲
So simply said, somebody has to suffer a loss.
所以这也是活菩萨本身的这一种相应。
你看 This can be called a spiritual response of with the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Look, all the other homas were perfect. Nothing major happened. Businesses were good and all the requests were fulfilled. But one time I said it was imperfect and then this economic problem happened. And it's still never ending. Of course, Grand Master is not affected. Master is not affected because...What I have in my pocket, that's it. I just put it in my pocket. I don't put anything in the bank. So this is also a kind of a spiritual response. All of a sudden, I said that this Homa was imperfect. Of course, there's a major reason for this. And it's a...
这个五祖六祖
Important and major reason. So both the fifth and the sixth patriarchs also had this transcendental power. Look, the sixth patriarch went into hiding among the hunters for 15 years. And he gave Dharma teaching to the hunters.So when the hunters came back from the hunting, and then they fenced in the live animals, and then the sixth patriarch, when there was nobody around, he created a hole so that they can escape.
让那些动物跑了
So the animals could escape.
这个猎人问起来
And the hunters would ask, So why did you let the animals escape?
我不知道
And the sixth patriarch said, I don't know.
自然就裂了一个洞他们就
I don't know how the hole happened and they ran out.
这个六祖本身来讲起来在中国的佛教
Sixth patriarch
讲起来
In China, Buddhism,
讲这个出家人啊，出家修行的人。
That was because of the Emperor Liang.
吃素。
The Emperor Liang made a decree that all ordained people had to be vegetarian. So the sixth patriarch at that time also could not eat meat. So he collected vegetables and he cooked it together with the meat.So, and he ate the vegetables, although it was cooked together with the meat. About eating vegetarian or eating meat, or being vegetarian or eating meat.
也不用再重述。
I've mentioned that so many times, I don't need to repeat it here.
15年过了以后,
so after 15 years had passed,
应该是可以,
the sixth patriarch thought that it was about time for him to go in public again and to spread the Buddha Dharma. And then he went to the temple called Fa Xing Temple in Guangzhou. There are people from Guangzhou here, right? Is this Fa Xing Temple still exist today?
就算有广州人，他们也不知道有法性寺。
Even these people from Guangzhou don't know about this Fa Xing Temple.
印宗法师。
At that time, there was a great monk called 印宗。Was expounding on the Nirvana Sutra. That was the sutra that was spoken by the Buddha at the time before his death. It's called the Great Parinirvana Sutra.
It
was expounded by the great monk In Zong. And he had a great attainment in his cultivation.And was highly regarded by the emperor of that time. And was invited to be the abbot of the imperial temple, but he did not want to. So he left the imperial temple and instead went to the fifth patriarch to study. So he was also related to the fifth patriarch that way.That great monk In Zong.
大和尚在讲《涅槃经》的时候啊
，So when he was expounding on this Mahaparinirvana Sutra,
刚好啊，有这个佛幡啊，我们讲。
It so happened that there was this banner,
就是佛幡
like this one here,
垂下来的那个幡
the Buddhist banner,
这个这边也有
that's hanging down like this.
那个帆啊，刚好风吹过来。
So there was a wind blowing the banner, and the banner was moving. And so there was one monk that said, "Oh, the banner is moving."
另外一个和尚。
And the other monk said,
啊，就是一个僧人讲啊。
Just one of the monks said that the banner was moving. And the other monk said, "No, it's not the banner that was moving, it's the wind." So they were arguing with each other. One was saying that the banner was moving, and the other one was saying the wind was moving. And when Hui Neng heard that, he said, the sixth patriarch said,It was not the banner that was moving, and it was not the wind, neither, that was moving. It was the mind of both of you that were moving. So this was a very special statement. Like, for example, if you see a thing, a goose that's, or a duck that's flying, and then we say, oh, a duck's flying over here.Good, let it walk into the temple. And then we close the door. And then we can have roast duck for dinner. Oh no, you can't do that here in America. Here in America, for the animal protection,
it's not your thing, you take it and eat it.
If it doesn't belong to you and you catch it and eat it, then that violates the law. When I just immigrated to Seattle, I live in Ballard. There was a doctor. And he lives by the lake, and there was a duck that was walking toward his house, and he closed the doors and kept the duck in, and now you can guess what the result was. So we asked the doctor, how does it taste like? And he said, It tasted very earthy.
其实不可以的.
Actually, you could not do that. We wanted to learn from him, but that's violating the law. So if there were a duck flying, then your mind would move. How would you move? Then you thought about closing the doors.
它是鸭子在动吗?
So was the duck that was moving? Or its wings?
还是它扇着轰, 是轰在动?
Or because it's fanning the air, is it the wind that's moving? Or is it your mind that's moving?
这慧能讲心动不是没有道理。
So when Huineng said that's the mind that's moving, that makes sense. So when you close your eyes and you can't see, so is the banner moving? If you don't open your eyes, you can't see the banners, whether it's moving or not. And when your ears don't hear, you wouldn't be able to hear that the wind is blowing. It's because your eyes see and your ears hear, so you say that when you see the banner, you say the banner is moving. When you hear the wind, you say the wind is moving. But when you close your eyes and you close your ears, then nothing moves.
所以六祖啊，他直接直探本源。So
the sixth patriarch pointed directly to the issue, and he said that it's because your mind is moving.
其实帆也在动啊。Actually,
the banner was moving.
如果用风吹的话，帆也会。So
if he blew the wind at it, then the banner would move, or when you hear the wind, then you know the wind is moving. But why do we say that none of them are like that? Because if you don't see and you don't hear, then what is it that's moving? Nothing is moving. So he was talking about a cultivator. In walking the cultivation path, when you're not affected by external circumstances, and you're completely serene and completely immovable, completely unmoved, so only when you're influenced by the external circumstances, then you're moved. Otherwise, you are unmoved. So, Huineng, the sixth patriarch, after saying this, all the members of the Sangha were very surprised. Because it was very extraordinary. This is a very special person. It's different from the ordinary people. Including the great monk Yinzhong also felt that way. Most people only talk about stocks going up and down and up again and down again. But if you don't read the newspapers, you don't watch the news, and you don't listen to other people, how do would you know if the stock goes up or down? I don't know. Does the stock go up and down? I don't know. I don't think so. Because I don't get exposed to the news, and I don't listen to anybody. So what point is the stock market at today? I don't know.
有人做股票, 他说, 哎呀,我现在好惨。
Someone that's involved in the stock market said, oh, this is a real bad time. Why? Because you know that the stock had gone down. Because you look at it. But if you don't, then you're not affected. But and then you still snoop and still want curious and still want to find out. So you're still affected every day by the stock market. Or by your investments.
Luke.
Once told me.
Whenever
he watched the news or read the newspapers, then he would feel very upset. And then he said, he seen through it. So he said, you know, he stopped reading and watching those, and so he feels happier now. That's how it is. Who let your mind move? It's yourself. You're creating troubles for yourself. You are finding things that let your own mind move and then creating troubles for yourself. So if you don't see and don't listen and don't hear and don't think until you reach a state of no thoughts, then you have no troubles whatsoever. So this is origin. This is what's the so-called origin. So everyone has some habitual tendencies. So there's this little story related to this habitual tendency. Someone is riding on a taxi and he called on a taxi, and then the taxi stopped, and he got on and sat behind the driver, and he tapped on the driver's shoulder, wanting to tell him where he wanted to go. The driver asked him, and then he said, I want to go to Chengdu Street. And then the driver, having his shoulder tapped, he went into shock. So the passenger said, why? I was just tapping on your shoulder. So the taxi driver said, this is my first day driving the taxi. Oh, in the past, I was driving the funeral car. I mean, the funeral car. Today was my first day driving a taxi. So all of a sudden, someone tapped on my shoulder. So I was shocked. Because when he was driving the funeral car, nobody ever tapped on his shoulder. So this is a habitual tendency, because in the past he was never bothered by anyone, because he was driving the coffin, so nobody ever disturbed him, so he was just driving on his own. And now it's the first time he was driving a taxi, and he thought he was still driving the funeral car, and then all of a sudden someone tapped on his shoulder, so he went into shock. So who disturbed who? He was never disturbed before. Now someone tapped on him. So he received disturbances. So in our cultivation, it's a kind of training. You train until you can completely undisturbed. You can be completely undisturbed.
不是帆在动,
so the sixth patriarch taught us here that it was not the banner that was moving and it was not the wind that was moving. It's your mind that was moving.
我以前不是讲过吗?
So I've said that in the past.
大家在念佛, 南无阿弥陀佛,
when you were reciting Namo Amidabha, Namo Amidabha, and then there was a beautiful lady and you would say, Amidabha, this lady is so beautiful.
是你的心在动,
so your mind was moving.
你在念佛,
when you were incanting Amidabha, then your mind is completely on the Amidabha. How could you have any other thought? So that meant that your mind was moving.
我们修行啊, 我们修的真佛密法是正法,
so, the practice that we do is two Buddha, tantric Dharma, and that's the authentic Buddha Dharma.
不能有恶心的,
so you cannot split your mind or your heart. So you have to be single-minded and wholehearted. There's another story about this. There was a manager that was very conscientious about his career. And he has a beautiful female secretary. And the secretary was also very conscientious in her work. And the secretary admired her, this manager. She look up to him and serve him with tea or other extra work. But the manager was very straight and was not affected by any other, improper thoughts. So one day, the manager told this beautiful female secretary, do you have time on Sunday night? And so the secretary felt, wow, all of a sudden, how come the man manager was like this to me, was very very surprised, very pleasantly surprised. Of course I have time on Sunday night because she admired him all the time, all along. So the manager told her, so on Sunday night, if you have time, you should go to bed early because on Monday morning, you cannot be late. Please don't be late because it's very important. We have important things to do on Monday morning. You can't be late even for 1 minute. So if Sunday night you're free, you should go to bed early. So the mind of the secretary was moving, but the mind of the manager was not. He was Namo Amitabha. His mind was not moved at all. He was just doing his job properly. But the secretary's mind was moving all around, all over. So with this one question, are you free on Sunday night? All of a sudden, her mind was moving even more. Of course I have time. Sleep well on Sunday night. And then the following morning, please don't be late. So, True Buddha Tantric Dharma is this kind of authentic Dharma, this kind of proper way of practice. So, in our cultivation, we have to cultivate like this, being undisturbed. You're not moving up and down, left and right. Sometimes you're moving slanted this way or slanted that way. And you think this way, and then all of a sudden you think that way. You should be single-minded and wholehearted toward Buddhahood. Single-mindedly and wholeheartedly. Aspiring to rise to the pure land. and with no other mindset, no other thought.
这个六祖教我们的,
so the six patriarchs taught us this.
不是帆在动啊,
it was not the banner that was moving.
不是风在动,
and it was not the wind that was moving either.
是人的心在动,
it was the mind of the people
我们今天,
that was moving.
他讲的法就是直指人心,
so the Dharma transmission directly pointing to the mind, and that everything was the effect of the mind. So in order to be liberated from all troubles, then you should not be affected or should not be controlled by your six senses, by your visions, your hearings, your smell, your taste, feel. So if the six senses don't disturb you, don't hinder you, then naturally you are a Buddha. Then you will be pure. All about you is pure.
刚刚这个莲姨法师讲,
just now what Reverend Lien Yi said,
很好的资料的, 一个是劣等的资料的,
that was a high quality material and the,
啊, 他在,
the low quality material
在台湾雷藏寺嘛, 啊,
of the statue. Lien Yi, Reverend Lien Yi came from the Taiwan Leizhang Temple.
他讲得很好,
she gave very good teaching.
莲姨法师啊,
Reverend Lien Yi was not made of extra good quality, but it was not extra low quality. She was made of a superior quality.
圣品,
superior quality.
讲这个坚忍这两个字非常好坚忍.
She was talking about
出发心, 要修持成佛,
什么见?
你保持这个发心,
that you have to have your initial vow or commitment,
任何一种,
and then you have to have the perseverance,
不动, 就是坚忍,
so that, and you are undisturbed by any other, any circumstances,
通通心,
or distractions, that you are unmoved or undisturbed by any of these distractions or disturbances, then that would be the paramita of endurance or perseverance. Then by endurance, you can arrive at the other store.
他讲这个来历的问题, 啊, 我们今天出家的这两位,
and Master Lian Man was talking about me. So the newly ordained monks, please stand up and show everybody. Please take their image.
两位都是相貌堂堂,
both of them look very good, very dignified. So after their hair was shaved, they can sit over there too. They can be seated over there. And look at the eyebrows. And the eyes are eyes. The noses are noses. The mouths are mouths. And the ears are ears. That's how it is. That's how it's supposed to be. But look at them. They have very dignified look.
Oh, 比一般常人还要,
and more dignified by ordinary people. So they look very good having shaved heads. Very dignified. So the origins are not bad. The origins are not bad. And then Master Lian Man encouraged you to practice even better than others, and not for the sake of fame nor benefits,
你们的福分呢,
or status. So if you cultivate better than others, then your merits would be in the heavenly realms. So your fortunes, your merits would be in the heavenly realms. You don't seek after the worldly gains, but after the heavenly gains. You want to become Buddhas, but not for the sake of fame and power. So this is called Siddhi, which is the attainments of your cultivations in the future. So this was what Master Lian Man talked about, educating the two of you. Don't go after fame, and don't go after status and power. And you need to cultivate better than others. And to gain the heavenly attainments, but not the worldly gains. And this would be the true Padmakumaras. True Padmakumaras are like this. Actually, we also have Padmakumaras who left, who have left us. They are also Padmakumaras, but they abandoned us. Why did they leave? Why did they leave? Because they are shrouded by the fame and the benefits of status. So please remember, by all means, don't change. Don't change your color or your essence. Don't change your form or color. The true Vajra is unchangeable, indestructible. And it never changed form. And it never changed this color. That's the so-called Vajra or diamond Vajra. It doesn't change color, it doesn't change shape, and it doesn't go bad. So all Vajra masters are the same. It never changes color, it never changes shape, and it never deteriorates.
在谈到这个佛陀在菩提树下所悟道的
Talking about the enlightenment of the Buddha Sakyamuni under the Bodhi tree, here we have two disciples who have said it very, very, very close. And they are all lay practitioners right here at this temple. Right now at this temple. One is from Vancouver. Who used to live in Dalian, China.
住在大连的是哪位?
Which one of you who used to live in Dalian? Please stand up.
好,大家你看看这个镜头吧。
Oh, please look at the lenses there.
如果讲红心的话,
if you're talking about the red target,
他这一支箭是射在红心的,
her arrow has touched the edge of this target.
我还要将来要听他的,
and in the future, I want to hear her theories behind this statement. Why she said it that way.
他的所发出来的这一支箭,
so the arrow that she shot was very, very close.
另外还有一位,
and there was another one. There is another one.
是不是跑掉了? 知道我要讲他,
has he or she left?
这个,
because knowing that I wanted to talk about him.
伯克莱大学毕业的, Berkeley.
Was a graduate from Berkeley. UC Berkeley.
姓余的。
By the last name 余。
余国华的余。
余。
在哪个地方？
哦、Where is he?
走在门旁边没有跑掉。
She's just hiding. He or she just hiding behind the door.
好，照他一下。
Okay, let's take a take a shot of her. So the arrow that she shot
射在红心的
it's on this
边边
the edge of this red dot, the target. Also very, very close.
但是我要问她将来
But I still want to ask her, I want to find time and ask her,
为什么你
why
讲出这一句
you said that statement. Why did you make that statement?
哦、要问他、啊、如果你认为
I want to ask them.
你已经达到那个境界了
So if you feel that you have reached that realm
我们都欢迎你们归队
Then we welcome you to join the group
我们都很欢迎
We welcome you very much
因为好像是说大连的师姐
Because like this Dharma sister from Dalian,
你应该有一个家庭吧
You have a family,、哦、right?
有几个小孩子
How many children do you have?
几个一个小孩
One
他那个伯克莱大学毕业的
And how about the graduate from UC Berkeley?
他应该没有家庭吧
You're not married yet, right?
而且他很年轻、
no.And she's still very young.
我不能在这里问你的年龄几岁。
Of course, I cannot ask your age here.
那个
It's impolite.
年龄是小姐的年龄是不公开。
A woman's age is a secret.
他们能够想到。
So they could think of this.
他们写了几个字给我。
This few words that they wrote to me.
这个几乎啊，这个几乎
practically we can say that
这个边界了，知道吗
？It's already toward the border.
滑到这个
like from Vancouver to Seattle, the border.
西雅图到要到温哥。
Between Seattle and Vancouver, they have reached the border.
再点一下。
With a little of pointing.Then they would go across the border.
我觉得是很了不起，但
I feel the incredible.
这样子讲啊，是真。
But someone also said,
"B B B B B."
You just keep push and push and push.
我啊，无念啊。
About you know, no self and no thought and no this and no that. You continue to push others, and of course, eventually, someone would guess right.
大家总会猜到啊。
Eventually, someone would guess right.
不能用猜的
But you can't guess.
在那个
like the Dharma brother Wu Zizai also write it in the Tubuddha News. The enlightenment is not something to guess.
你要自己去历练
That you need to experience and practice it yourself. Like the six patriarchs. Among the hunters, he trained himself for 15 years.
坚忍不拔
You know, with great perseverance, without stopping.
所以啊，人生啊，靠历练。
So,
坦白讲，我
we have to rely on training, because my enlightenment was not, a guess either.
走过来，走过去。
I walk all over, and.Train very hard.
我把一个一个的推翻掉。
Go back and forth, and one by one, I roll it over.
以前我认为对的，我把它推翻，因为花姐
things that I thought was right in the past,
像那种境界
I continued to turn it over. because I felt that that realm was not sufficient, was not enough. And then eventually, until I reached to a state where you can't turn it over anymore, that's a state that you can't turn over, that other than this, there is nothing that can be turned over. That's the only one that cannot be turned over. And like in the Heart Sutra, there's this the no five senses and the no six roots. And also no wisdom, no knowledge, no aging, and no ending of aging, no attainments. So why was that? Why was that? Why was there were no senses, there were no perceptions, no senses, no consciousness, no thoughts, no perceptions, and there's no ignorance, and there's no wisdom, and there's no aging, and there's no death. Why? And then finally, eventually, that was it. Only with this, and then when you can realize it and put it into practice, then there would be no aging and no death, and then no troubles for you. So in the future, we want to hear the statements or the explanations of these few people. And also, the PhD Deng Yijia from Taiwan. He's also a high adept. And then, I know someone that I know about his past life. And his name is Hua. It's like Mulan, the last name of Mulan. Anybody by the same last name here? No. So, Mulan, the Chinese heroine, Mulan, last name is also Hua. So this person, by this last name Hua, in the past life, but not in this life, he or she doesn't have his family name. But her name is similar. In the past life, his name was Fa San Yong. I'm waiting for him. And he is the golden Padma Kumara. I'm waiting for him to become a monk. Actually, I know a lot of things.
这个说法到最后,
but in giving Dharma teaching, the last one that's most pleasant to the ears is Om Mani Padme Hum. We are very grateful for Grandmaster's precious teachings. There are several announcements.
2008年11月2日 明天下午
On November 2nd, 2008, at 3 p.m. tomorrow, Grandmaster will personally perform Kalachakra Homa at the Rainbow Temple, and also confer Kalachakra empowerments. We welcome your attendance or registrations and all registrations. The clock would be moved forward 1 hour back. So we will gain 1 hour this evening, tonight. We will gain 1 hour. Now we'll be in chanting Buddha Amitabha.
Amitabha. 陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛。
恭请圣尊为新皈依者做皈依灌顶。
We invite Grandmaster to confer refuge initiation empowerment. If you would like to take refuge in Grandmaster Lu, Living Buddha Lien Sing of True Buddha School, please come forward to the center of the temple. And then if you are not present in person, you can also send your refuge request to the Tantric Quarter in Redmond, Washington.
Om Kala Lien San Siddhi Hom Om Kala Lien San Siddhi Hom
Om Kala Lien San Siddhi Hom 恭请圣尊加持大悲咒水即为佛像开光起立礼佛。
All right, this ends the English interpretation this evening. Thank you.
一拜根本传承上师及诸佛。Om Ah Hong。二拜诸菩萨。Om Ah Hong。三拜金刚护法 Om Ah Hong 四平等一起手同修会圆满结束了非常感谢师尊师母的莅临加持以及各地诸位上师教授师法师同门以及网络的同门的护持阿弥陀佛网络直播到此结束，非常感谢大家的收看，晚安。We will now conclude our tonight's live broadcast. Thank you for viewing. Good night.